What if a stolen masterpiece could communicate with you through dreams? In the shadowy corridors of Chicago's Hyde Park neighborhood, two unlikely sixth-grade detectives are about to discover that art isn't just something hanging on museum walls. It's alive, mysterious, and sometimes desperately trying to tell us something. When a priceless Vermeer painting vanishes, Petra and Dolly and Calder Pillay find themselves drawn into a web of coincidences too perfect to be random. Strange letters appear, dreams reveal unseen paintings, and mathematical patterns emerge where none should exist. As they navigate this intellectual labyrinth, they'll discover that seeing isn't just looking, it's understanding the hidden connections that bind us all together across time and space. What begins as a classroom assignment becomes a dangerous adventure that will challenge everything they thought they knew about art, truth, and the boundaries between reality and imagination. In Hyde Park, two observant sixth graders exist on the fringes of middle school society. Calder Pillay carries pentaminos, mathematical puzzle pieces with five squares in different arrangements that help him interpret patterns, though he struggles with writing. Petra Andelay, half Dutch and caught between cultures, possesses quiet intensity and spends lunches reading in library corners, avoiding social complexities. Both live within the University of Chicago's academic community. Their worlds intersect when they separately spot their teacher urgently buying books about art forgery and famous heists at Powell's bookstore, sparking an unexpected friendship. What makes their partnership powerful isn't just intelligence, but their willingness to question conventional wisdom and recognize connections where others see coincidence, an ability that will soon draw them into an international art mystery that has confounded experts for centuries. Have you ever experienced a coincidence so precise it made you question whether something larger was at work? For Petra and Calder, these moments accumulate with unsettling frequency. During a class field trip to the Art Institute, both children explore beyond designated areas with Miss Hussey's approval. She introduces Picasso's concept that art is a lie that tells the truth and assigns students to find household objects that feel like art. Petra discovers Low by Charles Fort in a bookstore giveaway, a book about inexplicable phenomena challenging how people distort reality to match expectations rather than seeing what's actually there. That night, Petra dreams of a woman in yellow. Calder notices his wooden box features Vermeer's The Geographer. On Halloween, Petra creates a costume resembling a Vermeer painting she's never seen but somehow dreamed about. When they learn Vermeer was baptized on Halloween 1632, the very day they began investigating him, the coincidences become impossible to ignore. As Calder reflects, it was one thing if you were using plastic pieces to find solutions to a puzzle. It was another if you felt like you'd fallen inside a puzzle and couldn't get out. Headlines declaring Vermeer vanishes suddenly give meaning to strange coincidences. Petra's dream painting, A Lady Writing, has been stolen en route to Chicago's Art Institute, leaving only a cryptic note, "You will come to agree with me." The theft causes worldwide uproar. Miss Hussey transforms her classroom into a museum laboratory with Vermeer reproductions. Students examine paintings through magnifying glasses, while officials debate how to recover the masterpiece without yielding to blackmail. For Calder, his pentaminos become tools for decoding patterns that grow increasingly significant as the mystery unfolds. The children discover Mrs. Sharp's husband, a Vermeer scholar, was murdered in Amsterdam 31 years ago while researching a breakthrough about the artist. When both Mrs. Sharp and Mrs. Hussey receive identical threatening letters, suspicion falls on their teacher. Later, Petra overhears Mrs. Hussey cryptically say, "It is here," before breaking into tears. Patterns multiply. Recurring objects in Vermeer's paintings and Calder and Petra's shared December 12th birthday suggest the number 12 significance. Coincidences or messages across time from Vermeer himself? Concerned for their teacher, Petra and Calder search for the painting at university school, using pentominoes to map the buildings, particularly Gracie Hall. Meanwhile, a new book, The Vermeer Dilemma, What Happens Now, notes how the theft has increased interest in Vermeer's work and raised authenticity questions. The children explore Delia Dell Hall, a Gothic building with carved panels, leaded glass, and hidden doors. Petra connects its features to Mrs. Sharp's word game, monkey, panel, vines, flute, finds. Though Petra briefly doubts her suspicions about Mrs. Sharp and Miss Hussey, a new letter from the thief threatening to destroy the painting unless museums change certain Vermeer attributions renews her commitment. In Delia Dell Hall, Calder's insight about the number 12 leads them to the 12th stair step, where they find a hidden panel containing the stolen Vermeer wrapped in velvet. Both children are moved to tears by the lady's delicate beauty and her 12 pearls. The painting glows with inner light, transforming their puzzle into a profound connection across centuries. The intellectual puzzle turns dangerous as Petra and Calder flee with the painting, pursued by a mysterious man through a playground. When Calder falls, he threatens to damage his bundle if approached. After Petra finds a university police officer, she returns to discover only Calder's bloodied sweatshirt. Meanwhile, the man steals what he believes is the real painting from the police car. Later, Petra senses the lady's presence and investigates a neighboring treehouse. There, she finds Calder, injured but alive, still protecting the painting. The FBI identifies the thief as Xavier Glitz, Glitter Man, who posed as Tommy's stepfather while gathering information about Vermeer from Miss Hussey. He planned to sell the painting for $60 million. Mrs. Sharp reveals her husband had discovered something revolutionary about Vermeer before his murder. The children uncover connections involving the number 12, 12-letter names, pentomino letters in everyone's initials, and significant dates. Soon after, several Vermeer paintings worldwide are relabeled as attributed to Johannes Vermeer. Mrs. Sharp rewards Calder and Petra with meaningful gifts. Through their adventure, Petra and Calder learn that seeing transcends looking. It's recognizing patterns that connect everything. Vermeer created just 35 known paintings that captivate viewers centuries later, despite dying penniless. The story transforms art appreciation into an adventure where Calder's pentominoes become tools for understanding how patterns link seemingly unrelated events. Fort's philosophy that people don't look carefully enough guides both the young detectives and readers. The book questions whether coincidences reveal deeper patterns we've overlooked. When Petra dreams of a painting she's never seen, or both children share a birthday, these connections suggest we're part of larger patterns awaiting discovery. Two observant 12-year-olds notice what art experts and FBI agents miss because they approach the mystery with open minds. As Mrs. Sharp tells them, you've been brave enough to trust your own eyes. Mysteries often hide in plain sight. Next time you visit a museum, look with fresh eyes. You might discover hidden treasures if you trust what you see.